Joining the conversation this morning from Montego Bay, Jamaica, we have Robin Russell. Robin is the general manager at Deja Vu Resort in Montego Bay, family-run business. Robin Russell, good morning. Thank you for giving us some time here on Mix 97.
Good morning, Sean. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we all have been watching Melissa gradually intensifying over the last day or two in Jamaica. We're all thinking of our Jamaican friends. What's the latest, Robin?
So, you know, it's just a waiting game now. Luckily, you know, there's been really no change in weather. Still pretty calm, you know. A little showers here and there, but what we are grateful for is the level of preparation that we have become accustomed to, especially after burial. You know, a lot more people are taking it seriously. The government has, you know, really stepped up and, you know, called in the partners, the power players, the water commission and everything. And, you know, serious evacuation plans have been put in place. So I would say that one thing that we're grateful for is that, you know, we are more ready than we've ever been for any kind of occurrence like this.
Now, the airport in Montego Bay and Kingston have been closed. Is it like you're right in the heart of Montego Bay? I've stayed at Deja Vu Resort. Beautiful spot. You're right in the heart of Montego Bay. Is it quiet on the streets this morning? Kind of paint a picture because many of our audience are familiar with Montego Bay.
Yes, so, you know, most places are closed. The only places that are open now are, like, hardware and supermarkets, convenience stores, you know, gas stations for last-minute shopping. But I think most of the owners have given their staff time off for preparation because it's not only about the tourists, about everybody in Jamaica, and I think everybody is now just doing their last-minute, whether it's shopping, whether it's buttoning up their houses, whether it's moving to safer grounds. And that's where we are now. We're just in a wait game, last-minute preparations, and just see what happens.
All right, Robin. So I was just wondering then, what's next? Are you just waiting now for the storm to hit? Are you just maybe, because it is very nerve-wracking, right, for you guys just to sit there
it
and
is.
Wait to be hit, and you can't do anything about it.
There's absolutely nothing. And we've been waiting. You know, it was first supposed to hit us on Saturday. Then we heard Sunday. Then we heard Monday. And now it's Tuesday night. So it should hit us sometime tonight. It keeps moving west, which is good. So it's slowly moving out, moving more west away from the island. And they're expecting this north turn. So we're just here waiting, watching. And praying. That's basically where we are now.
Yeah. What about infrastructure? It's gotten better in Jamaica over the years, but a lot of the small parishes, I would think, Robin, don't have that infrastructure that other, you know, urban centers in Jamaica might have.
That's very true. What we're seeing, though, is, especially after what happened last year with Beryl, our service providers have stepped up their hurricane preparedness. So when you look at our power companies, they've already brought in 90 people from overseas, the U.S., all over the I think Philippines, that are trained in getting stuff back up because power drives the water turbines, I mean, the water plants that provide water. So it's getting infrastructure like that up. Our cable providers have brought in extra people so that we'll have phone lines and, you know, just a whole bunch of infrastructure stuff that have been put in place. Unfortunately, we've been having, you know, quite a bit of rain in Jamaica, so the grounds are saturated as is. And with rainfall, you might have, you know, land slippages, landslides, but we know the areas that are prone to that. And, you know, the government has move to evacuate people and putting them in emergency shelters, which have been activated. So all in all, I think we are as prepared as I would say can be. What I would say is, you know, we got hit last year and within days, Jamaica was back up and running, and within a month or two, those parishes that were really severely impacted were up and running. So I think we have a good system in place to get our country back up. And we just have to wait and assess the damages and see where we go from there.
Our guest is Robin Russell. He is the general manager, family-run business, Deja Vu Resort, right in the heart of Montego Bay. What about guests that are staying at the hotel right now? How do you work with them, or you just kind of make sure they're safe? I know you do, but what's happening with that situation?
So all our guests, we have an emergency protocol where, we provide care for our guests, but during the hurricane, we have protocols where guests are now confined to room. We give them food, we give them water, we give them snacks, et cetera. But the movement of guests, then we have, staff that are staying on property that will constantly check on guests. We have emergency procedures if rooms start to flood or, there's damage. So there's a whole bunch of protocols that we've put in place to best secure our guests. We have reserve water. Luckily, Deja, last year we just bought a brand new generator. Mm-hmm. So it's a wait and see. Usually during these incidents, we shut everything off just in case you have a bad surge of power or you break a water line. And then after the hurricane, we turn everything back on and bring everything back up, which would mean then that we will have water, we will have power, we will have food, and our guests should be safe.
We should say that... And this is no secret that Canada loves Jamaica. We have a wonderful relationship. A lot of Canadians vacation in Jamaica. So we really appreciate you giving us an update this morning. We're thinking of all our Jamaican friends that you're going to get through, Melissa. And I wanted to say this. Robin, was it your son or daughter's a graduate of Ottawa University? Remind me.
Carleton. Yeah, my daughter went to Carleton. So, there's a lot of love there. So she calls me every 15 minutes and sends me updates, So
She's still in Ottawa. She's still in Ottawa?
Well, she just finished. No, she finished. She's now living in Toronto. Her name is Chelsea. So
Chelsea's probably following the Toronto Blue Jays now.
everybody, even in Jamaica, we're watching the Blue Jays.
Good stuff. We're thinking of you, Robin Russell and family and all our Jamaican friends, that everything's going to be all right.
Thank you, guys.
Stay safe.
Pray for us.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Robin Russell is the general manager, family-run business, Deja Vu Resort in Montego Bay.